In Ireland, there have been 21 cases of murder-suicide in the last 10 years alone, many of them resulting in the deaths of young children. Tonight, TV3 airs Murder in the Family, True Lives. It will share the testimony of real families affected by murder-suicide here in Ireland. In 2013, Kathleen Shada faced the unimaginable when her husband Sanjeev Shada murdered her two sons, Rory and Owen. They were just 10 and 5 years old. She joins us on the line now. Kathleen, it's over 4 years since you lost your children in such tragic circumstances. I think a lot of people listening this morning will be wondering, will be asking, how are you getting on?
It's a question I get asked often, and it's not always an easy question to answer because sometimes I don't know, but I surround myself with good people, with support, and I reach out and I suppose I allow myself to be supported. So I have family, friends, colleagues in work. I see a psychologist. So, you know, I do the things that I suppose help in the circumstances, and I have a strong faith. So I do believe that Owen and Rory are with me all the time. So I think that's a part of it, to be honest. I think if I didn't have that, it would be a very, very lonely place to be. So, you know, I allow myself to be helped along the way. And I think that's probably a big part of it.
I don't know if this is an appropriate question to ask, how do you feel about your husband today?
It's again a difficult one at times, but I try to just go with indifference, to be honest, because to hate him will take too much energy. To be, I suppose, because where do I go with that? Where do I go with the anger or hate? Because, you know, I can't get my hands on him. And I don't want to. So most of the time, it's indifference. I suppose what something like the TV3 program does is you know, and this week and doing interviews and stuff, it does highlight it and it brings you back to everything that you lost. Because I did absolutely, and the biggest part of this was losing Owen and Rory, but I lost my entire family. You know, I lost Sanj. I can't grieve for him. I don't want to grieve for him, but I can't because he's still there. So I work quite hard on it being indifferent to him.
Okay. You're very courageous in talking. I know it must be really difficult, but you believe it's important to do so because you believe this is a conversation that we should be having as a nation. Just tell us where you're coming from in relation to that.
I don't want to normalize it because it's not normal.
Sure.
But I do think it needs, it would be so easy to just, you know, never talk about this, never acknowledge that it happened, and just try and get on with some sort of a life. But it is happening, and it's happening more and more. And there's times where I don't know whether I'm more aware of it because of what's happened to me or... But I think it is, I don't think it's just that. I think it is happening more. Now, how, as a society, do you see this? Because you can't look and at every person and be suspicious. You know, I can't live my life being suspicious and not trusting anybody. I don't want to have a life like that.
Yeah.
But it's actually just having the dialogue, and it's just being open. And I think talking is healthy. I think as a nation, we've suppressed an awful lot of things over the years. We've tried to, you know, to ignore things. It doesn't go away. So I think just by talking about it, maybe that'll prevent one other family having to go through a tragedy like this. We'll never know, but maybe, just maybe it will. Maybe it'll trigger something in somebody's mind to say, okay, you know, this is not the right thing to do. Maybe I need to seek help or look elsewhere. So I think that's why I just think an openness, if you like. And again, coming back to the program, that's what something like this does. It creates that, you know, opportunity for people to talk. You know, we're all curious. We all sort of want to know what's going on in the world. But when it comes to ourselves, we generally don't want to talk about it. We want to know other people's business, but don't want to share our own. Whereas I do believe by being open and talking about it, possibly it'll prevent just one tragedy even.
Yeah, and I think most people listening will understand where you're coming from, because that conversation, I suppose the hope would be that it would make somebody who might be gripped by this madness, it might make them think, actually, do you know what, this is completely the wrong thing to do. I've seen the devastating impact it has, and maybe just make that person go and get help.
That's what you would hope. Or it might trigger something in somebody else who's a loved one there. You know, as I say, for me, I didn't see anything. And, you know, we had a happy, normal family. But it might just be a little tip, somebody, just to seek help either for themselves or for their partner or, you know, brother, sister, somewhere along the line. And I think that is important.
Okay, the programme is airs on TV3 tonight, Murder in the Family, True Lives. Kathleen Chow, look, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. I know it must be very difficult for you to do so, but we really appreciate you talking to us, and we wish you well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.